Hello, this is Wayne Dyer. I'm going to talk about staying on the path. The use of the word path needs to be clarified right at the beginning. One of my very favorite people who was very influential in my life was a man named Carl Jung, who talked about man's search for his own spiritual awareness in many of his writings, and he devoted his entire life to studying matters of higher consciousness. He proposed that there were really four levels to the maturation process for human beings. He said at the bottom level, there is something called the athlete. Now, this isn't the person who is engaged in athletic activities at all, but this is the place in our lives, both as individuals and as a culture, in which we put the primary emphasis of our life on the physical. On our physical prowess, on the things that make us strong in appearance. In the early stages of our lives, as we begin the maturation process, we put our primary emphasis on being athletic or being a physical. Carl Jung described the second stage of maturation as the adventurist. And this is when you go beyond just look and focusing on your physical appearance and your own strength, and you begin to go out into the world and to make a name for yourself or to pursue your own objectives or to discover your own truth with your physical body. It's the period of when you have a lot of goals and you're really working at trying to get someplace else and become an adventurer. The third stage he called the stage of the statesman, or the stage of wisdom. And the stage of wisdom is when you begin to transcend your physical body, and you begin to transcend the idea of having to go out and prove yourself, and you put the primary emphasis on your life on being on acquiring knowledge and being wise, and being a statesman, that is, doing something positive for other people and making the world a better place. The fourth stage of maturation he called the spiritualist. And this is the stage of maturity in which a person has transcended not only the physical and his need to have adventures and even his need to be intellectual and wise and a good statesman, but the need to find a spiritual path, to find the invisible part of ourselves, and to begin to know the divine that flows through all things. And this is the stage that I'm talking about. This is the path. It is the highest stage of maturation. It is getting on that path which has transcended the physical and transcended the need to be an adventurer and even a statesman, and to have a knowing inside of you that you are indeed a spiritual being, having a very temporary human experience. This is the path, and you will find it, and you'll get on it occasionally, and many, many times you'll slip. There will be people in your life. Some of them you'll be married to. Some of them will be your own family members and your own children and your own co-workers and your own lovers, who will not only be not on your path or on this path, but they won't even be on an entrance ramp to the path that you're on. They may be athletes in the sense that Jung talked about. They may be adventurers. They may be into collecting their own wisdom. And they're all exactly where they're supposed to be and will not get to this path until the time is ripe. But getting on this path is one thing, and staying on it is another. This is being produced for you, by myself, and Hay House, in order to help you not only to find the path, but to stay on it, despite anybody's efforts to pull you off. All of us are on our own paths, doing exactly what we know to do at the moment, given the conditions of our lives. This means that we get past the idea of blame and fault-finding and begin to know that just because we are on one path and someone else is on a different one doesn't make anybody wrong. The measure of your life will not be in what you accumulate, but in what you give away. The secret of abundance is to stop focusing on what you do not have and shift your consciousness to an appreciation for all that you are and all that you do have. Practice being in the world, but not of the world. Learn to ignore how things outside of you are going and know that higher awareness is truly a disappearing act. These are the words that spiritual masters have given us from the very beginning. Be in the world, but do not be of the world. Fill out the forms. Play the game. Do what it is that you have to do so that you can get along in our society. But be in a transcendent space in your life. Know that you are a spiritual being, formless, boundaryless, who doesn't have to play the game inside. And that means to be in the world, of course, but to be of the world is something you don't have to choose. Send out love and harmony. Put your mind and body in a peaceful place. And then allow the universe to work in the perfect way that it knows how. I don't have to be directed by anything outside of myself. God is within me. And the infinite and divine power that gives me sustenance as a human being is always there. You can never get enough of what you don't want. And anybody who's ever been an addict of any kind, or been struggling in any relationship, or has been looking for something outside of themselves knows, the thing that you despise the most, that substance, that booze, that needful relationship, you can never get enough of what you don't want. You can't go around being what everybody expects you to be, living your life through other people's rules, and be happy and have inner peace. The only antidote to anger is to eliminate the internal sentences, "If only you were more like me," and "If only the world were not the way it is." Everything in your life is a miracle to be cherished. A grain of sand, a bee on a flower, a sailboat, a cup of coffee, a wet diaper, a caterpillar, all miracles. When you learn to view life and everything in it as a miracle, you soon see that complaining is a waste of the miracle that you are. Just because a person is young or small does not make him or her incomplete. The truth is that we are all complete at all moments of our lives. When you become immobilized by what anybody thinks of you, what you are saying is that your opinion of me is more important than my own opinion of myself. When my daughter Tracy came home in the second grade and said, "Billy doesn't like me, Billy doesn't like me," I responded, "Do you like you?" And she said, "Yes." Then I replied, "Well, that's all you've got." You see, even at 7 years old, a person shouldn't get the idea that anyone else's reaction to you should in any way get you down. Did you ever notice how difficult it is to argue with someone who is not obsessed with being right? Your suffering comes from needing things to be different. When you stop that, your suffering stops. You can want things, but it is the needing that must go. Life is an attitude. It's what you choose to believe, always. You can come to a beautiful temple every Sunday, and you can practice all kinds of Bible things, and you can label yourself with the most fantastic tags that you can come up with, but you won't find your heart in a temple if you don't have a temple in your heart. Why not think about some things you've never done before and do them just because you've never done them and for no other reason? This is called shifting the paradigms of your life, doing something different, getting up at 4 a.m. and going for a 4-mile walk. Not because it's necessary to be walking at 4 a.m., but because you can learn to strengthen your will by overcoming the desire to stay in bed and sleep. By just doing something new, doing something different. It's a very powerful way to get out of old habits and to transcend yourself and stay on the path. A sense of purpose is not something that you find, it's something that you are. Truth is not something that you look for, it's something that you live. Nothing out there is bad unless you believe that it is. If you choose not to respect your sense of justice, you choose not to respect yourself, and you will soon end up wondering how much your life is really worth. Your body is not who you are. It is the garage where you park your soul. Life is never boring, but some people choose to be bored. boredom is a choice. If you want to be confident but don't normally act that way today, just this once, act in the physical world the way you believe a confident person would. Your reputation is in the hands of others. That's what a reputation is. You can't control that. The only thing you control is your character. When I give a speech and 1,000 people are in the room, I have 1,000 reputations walking out the door after the speech. I can't control that. I can only control my character. So I don't put the focus and the energy on my reputation. And I try to teach my children the same thing. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. There are two ways to look at virtually anything. One is the violent way, and one is the peaceful way. It's the yin and the yang of the universe. Your opinions are trivial, but your commitments to them make all the difference in the world. My belief about compassion is summed up by the old saying, give a man a fish, and he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. The total being, called human being, cannot function harmoniously when the components are in conflict. If enough of us shied away from conflict and confrontation, just imagine how much war we could eliminate. You have a very powerful mind that can make anything happen as long as you keep yourself centered. You were a winner from the moment you were born. There were several hundred billion sperm in one glob chasing this one egg. They were all in a race. The prize was this egg, and they were all swimming as fast as they could. There were billions of them. And guess what? You won. You won the very first race you were ever in. You are a winner right from the very beginning. A non-doer is very often a critic. That is, someone who sits back and watches doers and then waxes philosophically about how it is that the doers are doing. It's easy to be a critic, but being a doer requires effort, risk, and change. Creativity means believing you have greatness. Death is merely a form of transformation. Imagine what our planet would be like without it. It's like taking off a worn-out garment. Or better yet, it's like taking off a tight-fitting shoe. As long as you stay where you are and tell yourself you have to do it because you've always done it, the only payoff you get is to defend your misery. Once you become detached from things, they don't own you any longer. Re-examine the sentence, just do your best. I would substitute it with, just do. You don't have to go for the best walk in the park that you've ever gone. You don't have to have the best bicycle ride that you've ever taken. Just do it and get off of this best notion. I remember Winston Churchill's wonderful maxim. He said that the maxim that nothing avails but perfection can be spelled paralysis. If you have to be perfect, you'll become paralyzed. The elevator to success is out of order today, sorry. You're going to have to take the stairway one step at a time. There is no way to enlightenment. Enlightenment is the way. It's a principle of living rather than seeking. Every moment that you spend upset, in despair, in anguish, angry, or hurt because of the behavior of anybody else in your life is a moment in which you've given up control of your life. Throughout your life, the two most futile emotions are guilt for what has already been done and worry about what might be done. Listen to this wonderful old proverb from Zen. It's the space between the bars that holds the tiger. And it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. Everything that your form needs to house the soul that you are wears out and changes and dies. But the divine, formless you never dies. Your own expectations are the key to the whole business of mental health. If you expect to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled in life, then that is where you'll place your attention, and that is what you will manifest. Failure is an editorial judgment imposed by others. Actually, there's no such thing as failure. Everything that you do just produces results. And the key is, what do you do with the results that you produce? True inner serenity will always elude those who sit in judgment, since they use up their life energy in anger at what is. People who have behaved toward you in any way that you find disagreeable truly do not know what they have done to you, because they are living out of their own separateness. Fear itself does not exist in the world. There are only fearful thoughts and avoidance behaviors. There is no scarcity of opportunity to make a living at what you love. There's only a scarcity of resolve to make it happen. Be consistently aware of the need to serve God and to serve others in any and all of your actions. This is the way of the miracle worker. Every human being who does any damage or inflicts any pain on anybody else is a far greater victim than those he victimizes, and must answer for all of those things to a law of the universe. Everything we fight only weakens us and hinders our ability to see the opportunity in the obstacle. What distinguishes what's alive from what is dead is growth, be it in plants or in you. If it's growing, it's alive. If it's not, it's dead. Guilt takes place in the present moment, as does everything. It is a way of using up the present moment to be consumed with something that has already happened over which you have absolutely no control. Habits are changed by practicing new behavior, and this is true for mental habits as well. Most people are searching for happiness. They're looking for it. They're trying to find it in someone or something outside of themselves. That's a fundamental mistake. Happiness is something that you are, and it comes from the way that you think. The first step to healing anything in your life is to understand that whatever disease process that is going on within you is something you carry around. You own it all. It's all yours. The people who get the most respect in this world are those who are the straightest, even though they often take the most abuse. Being against anything weakens you, while being for something empowers you. Everything that you fight weakens you. Everything that you're for empowers you. This is a very important notion for you. Instead of being against war, be for peace. Instead of joining a war on drugs, be for an enlightened youth who don't have to look for substances outside of themselves in order to be high. Look at what you're for rather than what you're against. You are the creator of your thought, which means that in some metaphysical way, you're the creator of your life. You are what you think about all day long. It isn't the world that makes you unhappy or the way people are in the world. It's how you process the people and events of our world. The antecedent to every action is a thought. Instead of judging others as people who ought to be behaving in certain ways, see them as reflecting a part of you. And ask yourself what it is you are ready to learn from them. Create an inner harmony where your loving soul guides your physical behavior rather than having your soul always come in second place. Live the Ten Commandments. The more you have a harmonious, loving, accepting approach, the more you will see the rest of all the pieces all fitting nicely together. One of the most responsible things you can do as an adult is to become more of a child. Honor this incarnation and be fully alive. A special kind of freedom is available to you if you're willing to take the risks involved in getting it, the freedom to wander where you will about life's terrain, to make all your own choices. Live, be yourself, enjoy, love. These are the keys to staying on the path. To change yourself, look at what you fear and what you hate, and start there. Your circumstances do not determine what your life will be. They reveal what kinds of images you have chosen up until now. There are limits to material growth, but there are no limits to inner enlightenment. Within you is the kingdom of serenity that can create all of the prosperity that you would ever want. When you know that you are in charge of your intentions, then you will come to know that you are in charge of your entire world. Jealousy is really a demand that someone love you in a certain way, and you saying, "It isn't fair," when they don't. It comes from a lack of self-confidence. If you refuse to change your job, if you don't like it, the only other thing you can do is practice loving it every day. The only difference between a flower and a weed is a judgment. Send out anger and impatience, and that's what you'll get. Send out love, and you'll get back love. The more you extend kindness to yourself, the more it will become your automatic response to others. Observe yourself and others in this nutty world, and then decide whether to carry around anger or to develop a sense of humor that will give you and others one of the most priceless gifts of all, laughter. No one, regardless of how much he or she wishes it, can put understanding into another human being. Understanding can only come from doing. Life presents itself to you and asks nothing of you. You can take life and swim deliriously through it, or you can fight it. But when you elect to spend your time fighting it, you can't use the same time to enjoy it. I can assure you that once you no longer need the lessons in your life that unpleasant events offer you, you will no longer have these events. Those who seem to cause you the most anguish are those who remind you of what you feel is either lacking or wanting in yourself. The more you stop to observe and learn from animals, the healthier a philosophy of life you are likely to have. Your joy is divine, and so is your suffering. There's so much to be learned from both. I remember a wonderful poem from William Blake. He said, "Man was made for joy and woe, and when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine." When you argue for your limitations, all you get are your limitations. A lot of people have bumper stickers that say, "This is the first day of the rest of my life." I prefer to think, "This is the last day of my life, and I'm going to live it as if I don't have any more." You're always alone, but you're only lonely if you don't like the person you're alone with. The un in unconditional means not judging. Your love is located within you. It is yours to nurture and savor. It is yours to give in any way you choose. This is true for others as well. If someone you love fails to return the love the way you would like it returned, that is the other person's choice. It doesn't at all detract from your love. People generally stop having hurt feelings when they realize that those feelings can no longer be used to manipulate you. The measure of your life won't be in what you accumulate. It will be in what you gave. You must come in contact with the empty space that lies within, not the form that encapsulates it. When you think positive, happy, loving thoughts, there's a different chemistry that goes into your body than when you think depressing, negative, anguishing thoughts. The way you decide to think has a dramatic effect on your chemistry and on your physiology. Your miracles are an inside job. Go there to create the magic that you seek in your life. Your right to swing your fist stops with my right to have my nose shaped the way I want it to be shaped. There's not one cell in your body today that was there 7 years ago, yet you can remember being there 7 years ago. How do you account for that? A flabby lifestyle is inexcusable. All of your reasons for being out of shape are nothing but excuses you make to yourself. Looking into the mirror and disliking the self that you take with you everywhere you go is one of the most self-defeating things you can do. No limit people are so in charge that they can trust their instincts, be childlike, be creative, do anything that makes sense to them, and make their lives into what they really believe they want for themselves. St. Mark said, "To him who believes, all things are possible." Now you tell me what that leaves out. The past is over for all of us. The future is promised to no one. All we get is this one. That's all we get, this moment. Every obstacle that comes along on this planet is either an opportunity to grow and transcend our form and think differently, or to use it as an excuse to believe we are stuck. You are in a partnership with all other human beings, not a contest to be judged better than some and worse than others. Everyone deserves our love, and until we start thinking that way, we're always going to have us versus you thinking. Each problem is an opportunity in disguise. If things are not working out, ask yourself, in what way am I creating this? In what way can I change? What is the lesson? Helping somebody else achieve a sense of purpose is a part of the mission of what it means to be a parent. Everything in life is a paradox. The more you want approval, the more you become a person that other people don't want to approve of. The less you care about whether you get approval, the more you get. Ironic, isn't it? There's a big difference between not liking someone's behavior and not liking someone. Try to learn from the past rather than repeating it and making references to it all the time. You can never please everyone. In fact, if you please 50% of the people, you're really doing very well. Each experience in your life was absolutely necessary in order to have gotten you to the next place and the next, up until this very moment. So you really need to treasure every one of those moments, even the ones that you think shouldn't have happened. When the universe is presented with a problem, does it say, I don't know how to deal with this? No. The universe is perfect. It deals with what is. The only boundaries we have are in form. There are no obstacles in thought. Love is forgiving, and love is forgiving. All of the stuff in your life has arrived to serve you, rather than to make you a servant of the stuff. Prejudice means to prejudge. When you prejudge, you are making a decision about something before you have enough data on which to base a decision. If you are a person who lives one way, but who says you're going to live another way in the future, those proclamations are empty. There is no way to prosperity. Prosperity is the way. If you get pushed around, you've been sending push-me-around signals, as hard as that is to admit to yourself. When you truly know that your life has a grand and heroic mission, you will realign yourself as a spiritual being. A purpose is not something that you're going to find. It's something that will find you. And it will find you only when you're ready and not before. You leave old habits behind by starting out with the thought, I release the need for this in my life. Those who behave in ways that you dislike are sending out their disharmony towards you because that is what you have to give away. Hating them is akin to hating moss for growing on the tree. They are what they are. And as Robert Frost reminded us, we love the things we love for what they are. The only limitations you have to magical relationships are those you have imposed upon yourself. In any relationship in which two people become one, the end result is two half people. You can reshape your thinking so that you never have to think in negatives again. You, and only you, choose your thoughts. There is no such thing as risk in the world. It's just simply our evaluation of an event or a circumstance. You have to risk some feelings of insecurity if you're ever going to learn to walk a tightrope or water ski or become a writer or start a new business or try out a new recipe or do anything that requires learning. But again, it's not a risk unless you decide that it is. Some people believe that they live a life of lack because they are unlucky instead of recognizing that their belief systems are rooted in scarcity thinking. They used to say to scientists, "Do you believe in God?" And the scientists would respond, "No, I'm a scientist." Today, now, in the 90s, if you ask a scientist, "Do you believe in God?" the scientist will say, "Of course, I'm a scientist." Only insecure people need security. Secure people know that there's no such thing. Security comes from within, when you know you can handle anything. Be patient and loving with every fearful thought. When you are at peace with yourself and you love yourself, it is virtually impossible for you to do things to yourself that are destructive. You cannot always be number one or always win a contest or always get the merit badge or always make the honor roll. but you can always think of yourself as an important, worthwhile person. Self-esteem comes from the self, not from acquisitions and approval. Our beliefs about ourselves are the single most telling factors in determining our success and happiness in life. Every single condition in your life can be improved if you learn to be more effective at visualizing what you want and having the intention to manifest it. Individuals who use self-labels are stating, "I am a finished product in this area, and I'm never going to be any different." If you are a finished product all tied up and put away, you've stopped growing. And if you've stopped growing, you're no longer alive. Make a personal decision to be in love with the most beautiful, exciting, worthy person ever, yourself. With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. Whenever other people are upset, always remember that they own the upset and that you can refuse to join them. You must become the producer, director, and actor in the unfolding story of your life. No one can depress you. No one can make you anxious. No one can hurt your feelings. No one can make you anything other than what you allow inside. Don't equate your self-worth with how well you do things in life. You aren't what you do. If you are what you do, then when you don't, you aren't. Shy people make shy pictures over and over in their minds, and until they see themselves as unafraid, they will continue to act on the pictures they create. You do not have to be a person who is at the mercy of anyone who chooses to annoy you. What makes you human is not this form, but the invisible intelligence that suffuses it. Mind, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. Imagine the word cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L, being a huge rubber stamp in your mind. Stamp cancel on any self-defeating image you place in your head. If you think poor me thoughts, you will cancel that thought for the moment and begin to think in some kind of a self-enhancing way. Suffering comes from wants. Chasing success is like trying to squeeze a handful of water. The tighter you squeeze, the less water you get. With success, when you chase it, your life becomes the chase, and you never arrive at a place called successful. You become a victim of wanting more. Surrender to a new consciousness, a thought that whispers, "I can do this thing in this moment. I will receive all the help that I need as long as I stay with this intention and go within for assistance." We become what we think about all day long. The question is, what do you think about all day long? Your days are the precious currency of your life. Advance confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life that you have imagined. That's when you'll have success. Each of us has a well of infinite depth within us, which contains more potential for creativity than we can ever imagine. There is a rhythm to the universe. When we are able to get quiet enough, we experience how we are a part of that perfect rhythm. If you find yourself being treated in a way you resent or which turns you into a victim, ask yourself this question: what have I done to teach this person that this behavior is something I'm willing to tolerate? And then go to work at changing that. When you get enough inner peace and feel really positive about yourself, it's almost impossible for you to be controlled and manipulated by anybody else. The use of mental imagery is one of the strongest and most effective strategies for making something happen for you. You mustn't attempt to will anything. You need only be willing. How do you get world peace? You get world peace through inner peace. If you've got a world full of people who have inner peace, then you have a peaceful world. Everything I ever worried about turned out exactly as it was going to, despite my worry moments to the contrary. All that you need in order to have total happiness, fulfillment, and love in your life, you already have right now, whoever you are, wherever you are. Your body is perfect. It knows how to do all the things that bodies are capable of doing. It knows how to walk, to sweat, to sleep, to be hungry, to cry. It is also a very good learner. You can teach it to swim, to drive a car, to write a letter, to play a guitar, to cut a diamond, or climb a mountain. The children whom you admire so much for their ability to enjoy life are not foreign creatures to you. You have one of those children inside of you. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. Everything that is happening is supposed to be happening. You can make your life into a grand, ever-evolving work of art. The key is your thoughts, the wondrous, invisible part of you that is your spiritual soul. Analyzing is really a violent intellectual act. When you analyze something, you have to break it apart and find every little bit of it, pick it apart. Buddha said, you will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger. You control your emotions, so you do not have to explode with anger whenever someone else decides to behave in angry ways. Needing approval is tantamount to saying, your view of me is more important than my own opinion of myself. Loving people live in a loving world. Hostile people live in a hostile world. Same world. How come? You can't be authentic unless you're following your bliss. The path to the big picture is different for everyone, but the understanding has to be that the big picture is there and its availability is there. There are some people who live 70 years, and there are some people who live 1 year 70 times, repeating what they're doing over and over in the name of the gold watch or whatever. Since your mind is your own private territory, you can give any new idea a private audition for a few days. If you're looking for love, it will always elude you. If you're looking for happiness, it will always elude you. When you become these things, it's all you will have to give away. Believe it and you'll see it. Know it and you'll be it. Stop blaming your spouse for your unhappiness, your parents for your lack of motivation, the economy for your social status, the bakery for your excess weight, your childhood for your phobias, and anything else to which you assign blame points. You are the sum total of the choices you have made in your life. The way you change your behavior is to look at the sources of strength that you are. Behavior is a much better barometer of what you are than words. A child is a wonder to behold. Feelings are not emotions that happen to you. Feelings are reactions you choose to have, and they show up in your body as physical reactions to your thoughts. If you don't have confidence in yourself, get off your rear end and do anything that will make you feel better about yourself. Anything. If you practice maintaining your composure, and remember that someone else's behavior belongs to that person and cannot upset you unless you allow it to do so, then you will not become an unwilling target. The opposite of courage is not so much fear as it is conformity. I cannot always control what goes on outside, but I can always control what goes on inside. Thoughts are ways in which we can make virtually anything happen. Get your nose out of everybody else's garden. Get your own garden in order and stop focusing on everybody else's. Grow what you want to grow in your garden and let other people do the same. The wonderful line from Candide says, "We must first learn to cultivate our own garden." Your form will simply pass along, but you can't kill thought, so you can't kill who you really are. The more you let go of people and things, the fewer obstacles you will have on your life's journey. The most effective weapon you have in banishing neurotic behavior from your life is your own determination. If you believe that this tape will liberate you, then you are already a victim of your own illusions before you even start listening. You, and only you, must decide to take these suggestions and turn them into constructive, self-fulfilling behaviors that will keep you on the path. Schools must become concerned and caring places full of teachers who understand that teaching people to love themselves, to feel positive about their natural curiosity, and in control of their own lives ought to be given at least as much attention as geometry and grammar and the rhyming scheme of an Elizabethan sonnet. Your emotions shouldn't be immobilizing. They shouldn't be defended. They shouldn't keep you from being all that you can be. These are the good old days. Enlightened people move away from conflict and confrontation. If you believe that feeling bad or worrying long enough will change a past or a future event, then you are residing on another planet with a very different reality system. How harmony gets inside you is through your own thinking. Whatever it is that constitutes your very life, it doesn't weigh anything. When life leaves the package you showed up in, the package weighs the same. So your life is something other than the package. When you are told that you have some kind of physical affliction, you can either prepare to suffer or you can prepare to heal. If you slip, it doesn't mean you're less valuable. It simply means you have something to learn from slipping. Fear of failure becomes fear of success for those who never try anything new. To not forgive is to fail to understand how the universe works and how you fit in it. The freest people in the world are those who have inner peace. Give love and unconditional acceptance to those you encounter and notice what happens. An invisible intelligence suffuses all form in the universe and allows flowers to grow and planets to align and the whole thing to exist. The more you understand yourself as a human being, the more you realize that you can either flow with life or fight it. And every time you fight something, you'll get weaker as a result. Enlightened people have perfect love in them just like everyone else does. The only difference is that they have nothing else in them but perfect love. Guilt is an irresponsible choice. As long as you feel guilty about whatever you've done, then you don't have to do anything to correct it. Healthy thinking is a habit, just like neurotic thinking is a habit. Happiness and success are inner processes that we bring to life's undertakings rather than something we get from out there someplace. The body is a great healer. That magnificent, perfect creation is capable of healing itself in many, many instances. If you expect to be upset, then you will seldom disappoint yourself. Highly functioning people say, "Where I am is fine, but I can grow." Try viewing everyone who comes into your life as a teacher. Everyone. Anything that bothers you is only a problem within. Only you can experience it, and only you can correct it. In Zen Buddhism, they say, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. You gotta chop and carry. That's just part of the human condition. Instead of judging others as people who should be behaving in certain ways, see them as reflecting a part of you and ask yourself what it is you are ready to learn from them. Quality rather than appearance. Ethics rather than rules. Knowledge rather than achievement. Integrity rather than domination. Serenity rather than acquisitions. These are the conclusions that Icus gave in my novel, Gifts from Icus. It is intelligent to have a plan, but it's neurotic to fall in love with that plan and not be able to change it. Perhaps the single most outstanding characteristic of healthy people is their unhostile sense of humor. If you want to find a deeper meaning in your life, you can't find it in the opinions or the beliefs that have been handed to you. You have to go to that place within yourself. Develop an inner candle flame that won't flicker even when the worst goes before you. Intention is the energy of your soul coming into contact with your physical reality. Other people are going to be exactly the way they are, independent of your opinion of them. Loving relationships work because there is no work. When you no longer need to learn how to deal with disharmony in your life, you will stop creating it, and you will create love and harmony virtually everywhere you turn. Instead of saying, "Why is this happening to me? Isn't this awful? Poor me," begin to say, "What do I have to learn from this?" The only limits you have are the limits you believe. You are not your form. You are something much more magnificent and something much more divine and grand than just this quiet dust. Anytime you get hate, send out love. Then love will come back and you will be free. That we breathe, that we showed up on this planet, that we communicate, these are miracles. Networking can never fail. It's so powerful because you just keep creating more power sources. It's like geometric progression. It never stops growing. The difference between being a neurotic and a no-limit person isn't whether someone has problems. Everyone has problems. It's attitude. Do you look for solutions or do you look for more problems? If you can conceive of it in your mind, then it can be brought into the physical world. And the reverse of this is also true. If you can't conceive of it, then you can't bring it into the physical world. Seems to me that the purpose of life is just to know God. If you work at living your life a moment instead of a decade at a time, then you can cope with your problems. The beggars in the streets of New Delhi, the boat people in Malaysia, the royalty in Buckingham Palace, the factory worker in Detroit, and you, whoever you are all equal cells in this body called humanity. Every problem you have, you experience in your mind. The solution to the problem is in the same place. We are all at once teachers and learners in every encounter of our lives. If children are raised in peace, they will not know how to be warlike. What's over is over. You did what you knew how to do. It wasn't right, it wasn't wrong, it wasn't good, it wasn't bad, it just was. Still, all you've got is today. You can't have anything that's over back. It was all a lesson. Starvation is part of what the universe is about, but so is my desire to change and eliminate it. Go with your desire rather than being angry at what is. No one can get behind your eyeballs and experience life the way you do. The only difference between alone and all one is just one L, and that L stands for love. In matters of taste, you alone are and must be the sole judge of what pleases you. Everything you have to have owns you. As you awaken, you go beyond the need to accumulate and perform and achieve. When you go beyond it, you begin to develop an increased susceptibility to the love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it yourself. Love becomes what you are. It takes not one drop of sweat to put off doing something. When God speaks through your hands and smiles upon the earth for you because you are an unconditional giver, a purposeful being, asking nothing of anyone, prosperity will be your reward. The moments between events are just as livable as the events themselves. The more space you allow and encourage within a relationship, the more the relationship will flourish. When you have the choice between being right and being kind, just pick kind. The war on drugs isn't working because it's a war. If you don't believe that you control your thoughts, make a list of who does. Send all of those people on the list to me, and I'll treat them, and then you will get better. Pretty silly, isn't it? The entire gamut of human experience is yours to enjoy once you decide to venture into territory where you don't have guarantees. Security is ugly. Security is self-defeating. Security is boring. Security is dull. What do you want security for? Being self-actualized means being able to welcome the unknown. Taking care of yourself is a natural outgrowth of self-love. Have a quiet love affair with yourself. If you're in a relationship with someone who is treating you in a rude and obnoxious way, you have to say, what do I think of myself? Why have I allowed this behavior to persist? And am I going to allow it to continue? Once you begin working on your problem areas with small, daily success-oriented goals for yourself, the problems disappear. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will. Not only that, you won't be good at loving anyone else. Loving starts with you. You don't need to let anyone in your life unless they come in with love and harmony. One of the highest places you can get to is to be independent of the good opinion of other people. Circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him. If you accept full responsibility for conducting the symphony of all your thoughts and feelings, you will have to listen to the whole orchestra. You cannot just march to the drumbeat of external orders. You also have to listen to the strings of your conscience, to the voice of the child within you, and to all the other voices of internal origin that you are privileged to conduct. Self-worth cannot be verified by others. You are worthy because you say it is so. If you depend on others for your value, it's no longer self-worth, it's other worth. In Western civilization, we're accustomed to believing that what we produce and what we get for ourselves is a measure of who we are, when in fact, that's a spiritual dead end. Happiness, fulfillment, and purpose in life are all inner concepts. If you don't have inner peace and serenity, then you have nothing. Only a ghost wallows around in his past, explaining himself with descriptors based on a life already lived. You are what you choose today, not what you've chosen before. A successful person is not a person who makes a lot of money. A successful person brings success to everything that he or she does, and money is one of the payoffs. Your ability to be a winner 100% of the time is based upon giving up the notion that losing at anything is equivalent to being a loser. If you are suffering in your life right now, I can guarantee that it is tied up with some kind of attachment to how things should be going. Here's the ultimate paradox. You are doomed to make choices. Once you know that what you think about expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. When you are ready, whatever you need to be transformed will be there. The more you work at just being yourself, the more likely you'll feel purposeful and significant in your life. When you're just like everyone else in the world, you have to ask yourself this: what do I have to offer? The universal principles will never show up in your life until you know they're there. When you believe them, you'll see them everywhere. You don't get abused because there are a lot of abusers out there. You get abused because you send out signals that say, abuse me, I'll take that. What you have to learn to do is to fall in love with what you do and then sell that love. You can spend the rest of your life beginning right now worrying about the future, and no amount of your worry will change a thing. You are whole, you are complete, you are total in every moment that you are alive. Abundance is about looking at life and knowing that we have everything we need for complete happiness and then being able to celebrate each and every moment of our lives. When you know rather than doubt, you will discover the necessary ability to carry out your purpose. To enter the world of real magic, you must enter the dimension of spirituality. All that you fight weakens you. All that you are for empowers you. There is no anger in the world. There are only angry thoughts. The next time you get nervous about others' opinions, look them mentally in the eye and say, what you think of me is none of my business. Did you ever notice that some people never have enough and other people always have enough? The winning attitude is one that allows you to think of yourself as a winner all the time while still giving yourself room to grow. As you become awakened, you're not ego-defined anymore. You're not defined by what I get and how I get it. You're more defined by, I can be more internally at peace, and how can I help others to do that? Be a student. Stay open and willing to learn from everyone and anyone. Being a student means you have room for new input. People need to be right. If you can get that out of your life, you'll save yourself lots of suffering. What do you think is the difference between a child who can swim and one who can't? Do you think that the moment a child knows how to swim, he or she has new physical capabilities? No, it's just a new belief, and the child is acting on that new belief. Anybody can change completely and become anything he or she wants to become in moments. Even in a prison, your corner of freedom is how you choose to think. No one can take that away from you, ever. You don't have to continue to behave the way you have behaved just because you always have behaved that way. You can't kill thought. It's eternal. If you think of yourself as an important person, you will not allow yourself to be overweight or suffer from any eating disorder. You do it. You do it. You don't say, I can't do it. You simply do it. That's how you stay on the path. Somehow we've got this notion that life is a dress rehearsal. It isn't. This is it. You can have no inner peace as long as the controls of your life are located outside of yourself. Babe Ruth, the famous baseball player, struck out more than anybody in the history of baseball the year he hit 60 home runs. You want to hit home runs? You'd better be willing to strike out a lot. That's just the way it works. If you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, you'll see obstacles. Send all your enemies love. It's easy to love some people. The true test is to love someone who's hard to love. Forgiveness is the most powerful thing you can do to get on the spiritual path and stay there. If you can't do it, you can forget about getting to higher levels of awareness and creating real magic in your life. There is no such thing as a well-adjusted slave. Whenever you are tempted to give less, try giving a little extra instead. Guilt means that you use up your present moments being immobilized as a result of past behavior. Healthy habits are learned in the same way as unhealthy ones, through practice. A woman one time asked me, "What are the blocks to my happiness?" And I responded immediately, "The belief that you have to have blocks." Listen to your body, and it will tell you what you need to know. If you take two sentences out of your life, "I'm tired and I don't feel well," you will have cured about 50% of your tiredness and 50% more of your illness. Just stop saying it. Once people know you are intimidated by their anger, they will use it to victimize you whenever it will work. You get treated in life the way you teach people to treat you. If you build a house that has as its foundation only one support system, and that particular support collapses, your entire house will topple. Love the seemingly opposites in your world. Treasure their way of being as a gift to you. Give up the want. Know that you do not need one more thing to make yourself complete, and then watch all those external things become less and less significant in your heart. Shift your focus from "what's in it for me" to "how may I serve?" The key to being effective and awake in our lives is to be students rather than teachers. If you are pessimistic about anything or have any hatred or dislike in you, that is the place to go to work. That is the evidence that you aren't living with a temple in your heart. To live your life the way you choose, you have to be a bit rebellious. You have to be willing to stand up for yourself. Being relaxed, at peace with yourself, confident, emotionally neutral, loose and free-floating, these are the keys to successful performance in almost everything. Inner development is just as important as outer physical development. A gold watch at the end of a 50-year career with one company is no compensation if you disliked yourself and your job for all those years. The only difference between someone who's beautiful and unattractive is a judgment. There's nobody in the world who's unattractive. No one on this planet. Unattractive is just what people decide to believe. Examine the labels you apply to yourself. Every single label is a boundary or a limit of one kind or another. The famous Danish theologian Soren Kierkegaard once said, "Once you label me, you negate me." Detachment is one of life's great lessons for those on the path of enlightenment. Your lifetime in form is to be honored and celebrated. Go beyond your enslavement and live fully in the now, the only time you have. If you don't take time for your exercise and health now, then you'll have to take time later for being sick. If 90% of doctors don't believe in the mind-body connection, how do they wiggle their toes? Neurotics are looking for problems. They want things to get worse. They want to be right. You are always a valuable, worthwhile human being, not because anybody else says so, not because you're successful, not because you make a lot of money, but because you decide to believe it and know it within. The Now, N-O-W, is a magical place where you are uniquely capable of being so involved that there is no room for any unhappy or debilitating thoughts. The way to oneness seems to be through the path of inner harmony. The way to inner harmony is through your thoughts. If you think that the solution is outside of yourself, but the problem is inside of yourself, then you're living an illusion. The fact is that every problem is in your mind, and so is every solution. At the same moment that you are a protagonist in your own life, you are also a spear carrier or an extra in a much larger drama. Children need to know that the words "it's impossible" are not a part of your vocabulary, and that you are a supporter of their dreams. You'll hear psychiatrists talk about living in the past. No one can live in the past. You can only live in the now, using up now by reminiscing about the past or feeling bad about the past. But you can still only live now. You get the choice on how you want to use up your nows. Everything that happens to us has a blessing built into it. More is less. For me, having more means having to insure it, protect it, polish it, worry about it, try to double it, brag about it, price it, maybe sell it for a profit, and on it goes. If you're always in a hurry, always trying to get ahead of the other guy, or someone else's performance is what motivates you, then that other person is in control of you. You overcome old habits by just leaving them behind. The only way you'll ever quit smoking is to not put cigarettes in your mouth one day at a time. When you come to another with love in your heart, asking nothing, only offering that love, you create miraculous relationships. The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind. As long as you are willing to stay as you are, or to stay only with the familiar and not take risks and try new things out, then it is, by definition, impossible to grow. The next time you are contemplating a decision in which you are debating whether or not to take charge of yourself, to make your own choices, ask yourself an important question. How long am I going to be dead? Rather than fretting about your past or future relationship with your parents, try to be as pleasing and interested in them as you can today. Giving love to others is directly related to how much love you have for yourself. Whatever is going on inside of you is up to you. You own it. It's all yours. Sex is a participatory dance of creation, not just something to do or a whole lot of sweaty activity. It is a participatory dance of creation. All of the things going on in your physical life are just going on. There's a part of you that is changeless and eternal, the observer within. 99% of us is non-form, and we are almost obsessed, it seems, with the 1% that is in form. We spend most of our energy in the 1% looking at each other's packages. When the holiday season arrives, put a sign in your bathroom mirror that says very emphatically, "No one is going to ruin this season for me, especially yours truly." There is no path to success. Success is an inner attitude that we bring to all of our endeavors. Make cooperation and service the rule in all of your business dealings. You have the power to think whatever you choose to allow into your head. If something just pops into your head, you still have the power to make it go away. Therefore, you still control your mental world. Great things have no fear of time. The person looking back at you in the mirror is the one you have to answer to every day. You go out into the world and you are who you choose to be, and you know that some of the people will like it and some won't. That's just the way it is. The universe works on many principles that are beyond our control. They work independent of our opinion about them and work even if we do not understand them. Inner perfection is there for each one of us to recapture. Instead of getting mad at the world for the way it is, let's accept it and do what we can to improve it. I am going to become more present, moment-oriented, enjoying every activity for itself, instead of thinking about what is ahead for me. This is a great affirmation for each day and staying on the path. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? Good question to ask yourself, because the part of you that is asking the question is ageless. Anything that keeps you from growing is never worth defending. The highest form of ignorance is to reject something you know nothing about. It's not what is available or unavailable that determines your level of success and happiness. It is what you convince yourself is true. When you live on a round planet, there's no choosing up sides. One of the really good exercises to do to release the attachments is to go through your garage and your closets and take out all the things that the children won't use anymore and give them away. Have your children participate in this. Detachment is so important for staying on the path. We can never become awakened or enlightened until we can move beyond form. Every philosopher who has ever lived has taught us that. You can set yourself up to be sick, or you can choose to be well. As Victor Hugo reminded us in something I think about every day, nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. The state of the world is nothing more than a reflection of our minds, and the state of our individual lives is also a reflection of our state of mind. Meditation gives you an opportunity to come to know your invisible self. It will shatter the illusion of your separateness. If others hurt you, let the injury go. This is your test. If you let it go, you will find serenity. If you are love, and you live love, and you send it out, there will be so much love in your life that you won't know what to do with it all. Neurotics talk like this: if only you were more like me, then I wouldn't have to be upset at you right now. If only you were something different than what you are, then I could be happier in my life. If only oil prices hadn't gone up, if only unemployment weren't the way it is, if only, if only, if only. You have the power to become anything that you want to. Set your expectations for yourself and know that you will become whatever you think about. You are unique in all the world. We're all on the same path. We're just on different places along that same path. So all of these affirmations and statements that are in this tape are something that you might want to play over and over and over again. I'd like to conclude this tape with just a little segment of a poem written by Emily Dickinson back in 1914 from a single hound. And if you can remember this and memorize this and put it into your consciousness, it'll keep you on the path forever. The next time you're outside, just pick up a handful of dirt and look at the dirt and ask yourself this question that she poses poetically. This quiet dust was gentlemen and ladies and lads and girls, was laughter and ability and sighing and frocks and curls. This peaceful place, a summer's nimble mansion where bloom and bees fulfilled their oriental circuit, then ceased like these. God bless you.